Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, May 18th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple is once again pausing its return to in-person work plans due to an increase in COVID-19 cases. The company had originally said that employees would be required to work in person 3 days per week starting next week on May 23rd, but it is now delaying that requirement indefinitely. Apple employees started returning to the office on April 11th with 1 day per week in person, and that increased to 2 days per week on May 4th. The next step in that phased approach was to bring employees back 3 days per week on May 23rd, but that's what Apple is now delaying. As first reported by Bloomberg, Apple is still requiring employees to work in person 2 days per week, but it will not increase that to 3 days per week as originally planned. Apple is also now requiring that employees at more than 100 retail stores wear face masks, and corporate employees must wear face coverings in all common areas. The changes to Apple's plans come as COVID-19 cases have once again started to increase in the United States and other countries. Apple has faced criticism for its insistence on requiring in-person work, with the company's policies being much more restrictive than other Silicon Valley companies. As of right now, there is no timetable on when Apple will increase from 2 days per week of in-person work, but for now, employees will simply have to keep coming to the office 2 days per week. In other news today, Apple is expected to officially announce iOS 16 and its other major updates at WWDC on June 6th, while the first beta is always expected for developers immediately following the announcement at WWDC. A new report from Bloomberg's Mark Gurman says that the first public beta of iOS 16 will come later than usual. Gurman says that the release schedule for iOS 16 betas is a bit different than past years. Gurman says that Apple has currently planned to introduce the first public beta of iOS 16 alongside the third developer beta in July. Typically, in recent years, the first public beta of a new iOS version has come along with the second developer beta, sometimes as early as June. Gurman says that the current internal builds that Apple is testing of iOS 16 are still buggy, apparently even more buggy than a normal iOS release would be this early in the process. This is why Apple engineers say they will need more time to make the iOS 16 beta stable enough before releasing it to the public so anyone can install it. Something worth noting is that iOS builds are compiled days or even weeks before they are officially released to beta testers. This means that by now, Apple has probably wrapped up the first beta of iOS 16, which again will be released immediately after the WWDC keynote. So this build, released only to developers, is expected to be more buggy than past beta ones of iOS updates. So it seems like we'll need to be extra careful this year when running iOS 16 on our daily drivers. Rounding out today, as employees at a growing number of Apple Store locations around the United States explore the possibility of unionizing, Apple is ramping up its push to stop these attempts. A leaked memo obtained by Vice reveals the anti-union talking points that Apple has distributed to retail store leaders in an effort to dissuade their employees from unionizing. We still don't know exactly how widespread the unionization efforts among Apple stores are. So far, we've heard that stores in New York City, Atlanta, Maryland, and other locations have taken the first steps towards unionizing. This memo, which again is being distributed to Apple Store leaders, outlines a number of suggested talking points that store leaders should use when the topic of unionization comes up at their stores. According to Apple, these unions would fundamentally change the way the company operates. Apple's goal with the memo is to have store leaders convey that under a union structure, many discussions between Apple and retail employees would be placed, quote, into the hands of a third party, impacting the ability for employees and leadership to engage directly, end quote. Store leaders are also being told to point out that Apple has made a number of changes to its policies and expectations over the years based on direct feedback from retail employees. Under a union structure, changes like this would no longer be possible, and Apple says store leaders would no longer have the flexibility to act in the moment or address each person's unique needs as they do now. Apple also says that unionization would mean fewer opportunities and less attention to merit for things like promotions, raises, days off, and more. Apple is specifically instructing store leaders to emphasize that unionization would, quote, impact career experiences. This specifically seems to be referring to the possibility of a retail employee getting promoted to Apple corporate or moving to another team. Finally, Apple does point out that the company could never directly tell employees whether or not they should support unionization, even if this memo is trying to do exactly that, but indirectly. Instead, Apple suggests that employees, quote, make an educated decision on the topic of unionization, end quote. Again, we don't know how widespread unionization efforts at Apple retail stores are just yet, but Apple is already being accused of breaking labor laws and union busting, so it seems like the stage is being set for a fight between Apple, some retail store employees, and the National Labor Relations Board. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.